No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
So if history shows us again and again how nature fights back the folly of man. No, okay. Sorry, that was my weird segue. That's of course the lyrics for the song Godzilla.
Godzilla. Well, Mr. Cole, right?
Yes, exactly. And so here to talk about a game that's somewhat related to that little theme is Joe. How's it going, Joe?
Doing pretty well. And by the way, the big lizard is Godzilla in our games.
Oh, of course, it should be.
Yeah, it's Godzilla.
So, in case you're wondering, the game we're going to be talking about is King of Tokyo.
I think everybody loves this game. Generally, unless
they're... Yeah, okay.
I don't think I've ever played with anybody that didn't like it.
Right.
The idea of the game is you control an individual monster.
Mm-hmm.
You're attacking Tokyo.
Right.
If you're not in Tokyo, eating Tokyo, you're attacking the monster in Tokyo. So it's monster versus monster. There's no people dying. You know, it's very pleasant. Little kids can play this. It's monster versus monster.
Oh, yeah.
No blood, no guts. Very pleasant. And one of the nice things is that from the outside in, you're attacking the monster on the inside.
Right.
But they get bonuses when they stay there. They're still taking damages. They get bonuses. They can't heal.
Right, right.
And then on the inside, though, any attack you do back out hits everybody at once.
Hits everybody, yeah.
So there is a time you want to be out to heal, jump in to win.
Right,
so
right.
So you can't win the game without being inside Tokyo. You have to make it inside there at point, fighting. Uh-huh. We played a 5-man variant where you're actually...
Oh, my gosh.
Two people are inside Tokyo. Also, with everything flying, you get a lot more of the effect cards going. So there's not just monsters. You got all these other effect cards like armors and
just like a lot of games.
There's a lot of the bonuses. We forget they exist when you have two people.
Right, right.
Because you just don't see as many cards flying. And then one of the things we learned is like one of the effects you can do is clear the board of those cards and pick new, you know, you can
and pick up
another selection.
New stuff, yeah.
It's very popular. Negatives. Maybe if you're the same kind of person who hates Harry Potter for being fantasy, there's monsters. I mean, that's all I can make up
for a negative. Okay. If you're not a fan of the giant monster stuff.
It's pretty. It's a pretty game.
It's easy
to read. I don't think we ever had any rules questions. Once you learn the rule, there's not really many contradictions in the cards. They're written very well.
That's true.
It's probably in 12th edition by now.
Yeah.
You know, it's very clean.
Okay.
Everybody loves it. It's a monster theme. I don't know if there's any other. It's a very... The components match everything else in the world.
Oh, yeah. And the components are very nice.
There's nothing magical about it except that it's really strong gameplay.
Right.
Really easy to determine at the end who wins.
Right.
And I've never heard of a tie.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I don't think you can because generally...
I don't think you can, yeah.
You either hit out. You never receive hits as defense, I don't think, unless
don't
there's
think
a
so.
Special card.
Well, there might be, but...
Yeah, but I don't...
Who knows?
I've never heard of a tie. It's great. It's a good game.
Well, very cool. Well, thank you for stopping by the table and talking with us, Joe, about King of Tokyo.
Very cool.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.